Welcome back once again to Truth from the Heart with Travis Sullivan. I'm your host, Travis Sullivan, and this is a continuation of Episode 9, The Two Eyes, Idols, and Integrity. Before I get started today, as always, I want to remind you that you can tune into the podcast on various platforms, Google Podcast, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and more. You can also email the podcast, truthfromtheheartpodcast@gmail.com. I am so blessed that this podcast is getting around the world and that there are so many people that I've talked to that have tuned in and they've given me great feedback and they've given me great comments and just said, keep up what you're doing. And I am just so honored and humbled to be able to do this. To God be the glory for it all. As I've said, I'm never going to get tired of saying it. It is nothing that I have done. It is all God. He is the one that has done something amazing with this. And in some ways, I kind of wish I had started this podcast a long time ago. But nevertheless, I think this was the time that I was supposed to have this podcast going. Now let's get back to today's episode. I kind of want to get right into it because I've still got quite a bit to cover. And I do want to say this today. On the last episode, I didn't really give you a whole lot of verses. I'm probably not going to give you a whole lot of verses today, but I will go back to giving you verses on the next part of this episode. So don't worry. You know that I always bring in God's word and we take a look at what it says. In the first part of this episode, I gave a biblical example of idols. And in the last part of the episode, I started talking about the Houston Astros and how sports are an idol to many, and how I have had a personal application because I know many pastors or many people in ministry who are Houston Astros fans. I talked about the scandal with the Astros and why I don't think it's a good idea that we should be supporting a team of cheaters. Now, here's the thing. Let me say this before I move on to anything else. One of the things that I've mentioned on the different parts of this episode is that we need to be cognizant of the idols in our lives. Now, Satan doesn't want you to be cognizant. He wants you to just keep living the way that you're living because he loves idols. He loves anything that takes our focus off Jesus. And remember that he will always drive us away from Jesus. He will never drive us to Jesus. And it's the opposite with Jesus. He will always draw us nearer to him. He'll never push us away. So that's why I just encourage you as you listen to these parts of this episode, examine your life, see what idols you have in your life, and then ask God to come in and remove those idols and make him number one in your life, because that is definitely not what Satan wants us to do. And there are so many people that I think don't realize how many idols or what is an idol in their life. Maybe that's what you can pray about as well. Say, Lord, help me recognize the idols in my life so that I can put you first. So it is important that we be cognizant of this. And here's the other thing I'm going to say about this as well. I don't know why we hold pastors and people in ministry up on a pedestal. We think that they are just, you know, they're supposed to be holier than thou and all this other stuff. They're not. They're sinners saved by grace just like you and I are. And so that's why I said I think it's especially important for people in ministry to make sure that they are supporting the right things, because people who are not saved may look and say, well, the pastor supports this team, or somebody that I know in ministry supports the Astros, so it's okay for me to do it, because if it's okay for them, it must be okay for me. That is not the case. And that's why it is so important that we are cognizant of what the idols are in our lives. So back to this personal story, and again, maybe you know this. I'm not going to go into the history of the cheating scandal. I already did that in the last part of this episode. But these people that I know in ministry, they are what I guess you would say fanatic fans. They talk about the Astros all the time. They wear Astros gear. It's to the point of where I could sit there and say, if I didn't know you were a pastor, I would wonder, do you love the Astros more or do you love God more? And I also don't want to make it sound like I'm sitting here trying to point out somebody else's sin, because I know Jesus is very clear in the Bible where he says, don't point out the speck in somebody's eye when you've got a plank in your own eye. I have got idols in my life, and I have prayed and asked God, please help me be cognizant of them. Help me remove them out of my life if I need to completely remove them. I want to make you first in my life. So I am by no means perfect by any stretch of the imagination. I'm just giving you examples, hoping that maybe it will trigger something, or maybe you'll look at your life and say, you know, I do love my sports team more than I love God, and I can't do that. There's nothing wrong with following sports. There's nothing wrong with going to the games. But you got to be cognizant of how often that you are doing it and whether or not God is first in your life or not. And as I mentioned, I posted something on Facebook about the Astros and the cheating scandal. And there were several pastors or several people that I'm talking about that came to their defense and just said, oh, you know, it's not that big of a deal, or the MLB took care of it. I mean, I was attacked. And I said, look, here's the thing. And I just tried to give a biblical example as best I could, or a biblical stance, and just said, cheating is wrong, period. That's the end of it. It goes against God's word, and I believe in God's word. And so this is why that it's wrong. And so you should not be supporting them. And pride is something that is such a problem in our lives, as I mentioned in the last part of this episode. And that is why I did my first episode on pride, because I think too many people are prideful to admit, yeah, maybe I do love this team more than I love my God. And that's, again, something that we don't want in our lives. I don't think that God made the first commandment, thou shalt have no other gods before me, if he did not know that this was going to be a problem in our lives. And something else that I just want to not reassure you, but just sort of remind us of, and that is, we are never going to be idol free in our lives. There's always going to be an idol of some type in our life. And God's not asking us to pray to him for 3 hours a day. He's not asking us to read an entire book every day. I think he just wants to talk to us. He just wants us to spend time with him, seeking his wisdom, seeking his will for our lives. It's one of those things where I think sometimes we get ourselves into these situations and we're like, well, I don't know what I'm supposed to do, or that didn't turn out right. And when I go back and look, I say, you know, if I had spent more time talking to God about it, I guarantee you I would have gotten the right answer, and I would have done it a lot differently. In the busy world that we live in, we've got so many things that are being thrown at us. Don't let, especially sports, become an idol in your life. Here are some other idols that I have noticed. And before I move on to other examples of idols, here is something that I'm going to be talking about on the next part of this episode. As I mentioned, the title of this episode is The Two Eyes, Idols and Integrity. And yes, I will get to integrity. And here's the one thing that I have said. It would be a lot different if there were none of the players on the Astros who were part of that cheating scandal or the cheating team. It would be a completely different case, because then I think you could start to restore integrity in the team. And that's why, until all the players from the scandal are gone, the integrity of the team is going to be in question. And I think your integrity will be in question if you support them as well. And it's not just the Astros. There have been other teams that have cheated, like the Patriots in the NFL. And there have been many other teams that have cheated and done things. And I'm like, okay, the only way to restore integrity, and here is my solution, especially with the Astros example. This may not be your solution, but this is my solution. I think it's a pretty good one. And I'm going to apply this to the U.S. government as well. Because I've asked people this. I've said, what is the way, or one of the ways, that you could restore integrity in our government? And I said, here would be my solution. You get rid of everybody and you start all over. All 435 representatives, all 100 senators, the president, the vice president, you completely clean house and you start all over. And I believe that that would start to restore integrity. And most people that I've given that example to have agreed. And I said, well, it's the same thing with the Astros. Get rid of all the players that were on the team when the cheating scandal happened. Bring in new players. And then I'll start to believe that the team may start to restore their integrity. Otherwise, they are not a team of integrity. And we are called to be men and women of integrity in the Christian walk. And you can't be if you are supporting a team full of cheaters. Now, here are some other examples of idols that I've witnessed in people's lives. I mentioned sports, so I'm going to throw this out there. Athletes. Now, I realize that kids like to have people that they can look up to, and a lot of the times their heroes are sports figures. But kids don't understand sometimes, like what I've talked about, as far as that this person's a cheater, or they were on this team that cheated, and they knew it was happening, and they did it anyway. And so that's not who we should strive to be like. I'm not saying that kids shouldn't have heroes. I think that they should. But especially as adults and hopefully mature Christians in the Christian walk, we are to be conscious of the idols and the people that we look up to. But I mentioned athletes. One that drove me crazy when I saw the amount of people that just went crazy about his death, and that's Kobe Bryant. And he played in the NBA and is considered by many to be one of the greatest, if not the greatest, basketball player of all time. And he died in, I think it was 2021 or early 2022, whatever the case may be. When he died, you would have thought Jesus Christ died. It was ridiculous how many people were just freaking out because he died. And here was my thing. As I said, look, how many people did he lead to Christ? Was he a good, godly example of the kind of life that we should live? And the answer is no. And I could understand if that would be a big blow to the Christian walk, losing somebody, losing this icon that was going around sharing the gospel with people, living this life that we should live. But he wasn't. And so I'm sitting here going, okay, people die every day. To me, he was just another person. He may not have been to you. Maybe you're a big basketball fan. Maybe he was your idol. Nevertheless, that's why I said, too, we got to be careful who we idolize in our lives. Religious figures, as I've already mentioned, pastors, people idolize the Pope, especially in the Catholic faith. We've got to stop doing that. Money, or the love of money, 1 Timothy 6:10. If you have never read it, I encourage you to read it. It's one of the most misquoted verses in all the Bible. It does not say that money is a root of all evil. It says the love of money is the root of all evil, or is a root of all evil. So that's very important. The love of money, greed, power, that is what is the problem. That is what is one of the roots of evil. Of course, as I mentioned, Disney is also kind of goes along that line. All they care about is money. They don't care about the values that they're pushing out. As we've seen, they are a woke company, one of the wokest companies in our nation. And there are still so many people that support them that just, again, that pride gets in the way. They cannot believe that Disney's a woke company and that they should not be supporting them. But that is what is the case. We know that what Disney's agenda is, and we know that all they care about is money. People that have gone to Disney World since COVID have even said it's not the same as it was before. They are not necessarily focused on family anymore. They are just focused on making money because they love money more than they love anything else. Actors, actresses, pop culture icons like Taylor Swift. I cannot even begin to tell you how much it drove me crazy during the Super Bowl. How many people were just commenting about Taylor Swift, or they were just, it was Taylor Swift this, Taylor Swift that. She's dating a Kansas City Chief player. I mean, just one thing after another. And I'm just like, again, how many people is she leading to Christ? Is she living a life that we should live? I can definitely tell you her political beliefs do not line up with Christianity at all. So why are we idolizing her? Why are so many people saying, well, look at what she's doing, or I wish I could be like her? No. We need to be like Jesus. That's who we need to have as the number one priority in our lives. A couple more examples, relationships with other people. I know somebody who I used to work with, they were just absolutely obsessed with getting married or finding a spouse. And again, it was almost to the point of just being an idol in their life. Their relationship became an idol. They said, I have to do this. And they weren't really focusing on letting God guide them. They were just like, this is what I want to do. Politics or a certain candidate. And I'm going to say this. There is not a candidate in the world that can fix the problems that we have in this nation. There are candidates that are going to be a lot better than others, but there is not a candidate that can fix the issues that we have. So if you hear a candidate saying, I have the solution to all the problems, no, they do not. Only Jesus is the answer. And I cannot tell you how many people idolize political figures thinking that they're going to fix the problems that they have. They can't even control their next breath. Okay? They cannot fix the problems that we have. I mentioned this with money, power, our government, a lot of our government officials. I think that's one of the number one problems is they crave power, just having power and being in control. That is all that they care about. And then material things like having a nice car, a nice house, the latest technology. The list could go on and on. Here's the point. We all have idols in our lives. We need to recognize what they are and then ask God to help us shift our focus off our love of that idol back to him. And I would say, as I've mentioned, that as long as you're alive, you're always going to have an idol of some type in your life. But Satan is going to do everything that he can to try and keep you from discovering what that idol is. And that is why I cannot stress enough. Just go to God, ask him, say, help me examine my life and see what I'm spending more time doing if it's not your will. Now, maybe you have got a routine and maybe you spend hours a day in God's word or you spend hours a day praying. That is awesome. That is great. And I know that your relationship with God is going to grow. I would say to those people, you've still got idols in your life. I guarantee you. Because really, to be honest, we should be spending 24 hours a day with God. Now, I realize we got to sleep. I realize we got to do other things. But to be honest, he should be the number one priority in our lives. When we wake up in the morning, when we go to bed at night, we should be thinking about him all the time. Now, we already know that's not going to happen. That's what the ultimate would be as far as being number one in our lives. But you think of all the things that we've got going on in this world and how easy it is to have an idol in our lives. So look, recognize the idol in your life and then turn to God and ask him to help you remove that idol. So I'm done now talking about idols. You may be saying, thank you, Jesus. Yes, I'm finished. So I'm going to start talking about integrity on the next part of this episode. I'll have several verses for you. I've got a couple of articles as well that talk about integrity. So I hope that you will tune in. Let me say a quick prayer, and then I will close us out for today. Lord, thank you so much for today. And Lord, I just pray that there would be many who are listening to this whenever they're listening. I know that you put this on my heart because somebody needs to hear this episode. I pray that those who are listening would examine their lives and that they would look for idols in their lives and then turn to you and ask you to remove those idols in their lives and make you the priority. And I just pray with everything going on around us that people would not lose faith and that those that have turned away from you would come back to you and those who don't know you would come to know you as their Lord and Savior. Thank you for sending Jesus to die for us, and thank you for your word. It's in your name that I pray. Amen. Once again, thank you so much for tuning in. I really do appreciate it, and I hope this has been informative for you. I don't want to make it sound like I'm just rambling on and on and on. So I've got quite a bit more to cover on this topic. I hope you will join me as I continue episode number 9, The Two Eyes, Idols, and Integrity on the next part of this episode. Just as a reminder, if you would like to email the podcast, you can do so, truthfromtheheartpodcast@gmail.com. That is it for today. Remember, Jesus is King, Maranatha, and God bless until next time.